Paris, this is the National Broadcasting Company.
You really laced your boots up on that one. That was We'll Get It, played by Tony Bull Weevil Freeman and his Silo Serenaders, and served up with verve and a dash of Tabasco. And
Henry Hudson sailed around the horn with a cargo of this very same corn that we cook up and serve to you on the Madhouse Show, and here's part two.
Lovers of barrel house ballads, will you join us at the poet's nook?
Greetings, friends. Won't you come in for a kindly thought?
Oh, yes. Here he is, our poet so daring, with a face like a pickled herring.
There ain't no sardine you got
there. Oh, but listen, music, what disjuncture? This juncture gives me a pain. I ain't gonna listen to that. That's all there is to it.
When Grandpa was youthful, the ladies were truthful. So pure and demure and appealingly sweet. All shackled and bustled, they crackled and rustled and screamed when they dreamed of revealing their feet. With sashes unfurling and lashes upcurling, they fluttered and stuttered when asked for a dance. They twittered and bridled, they tittered and sidled, and chilled at the thrill of a masculine glance. No highballed cavortings, no ribald retortings, no parking and larking with fetters diverse, no shingling of tresses, no mingling caresses when ladies were ladies, for better or worse. No rude little vamper intruded on Gramper, for sheiking was sneaking and necking a crime. Prevailing conditions curtailed his ambitions, yet I've heard the old bird had a heck of a time.
So we leave the poet's nook for today.
Now for another heartwarming episode in our tender saga of the folks we all know and love. The story of Sadie Black, Girl Riveter. Today's chapter is as homespun as Grandma's old sewing basket. As real as the freckles on Junior's pug nose. As close to our hearts as rationing. But why go on? I'm sure you get the point. As our story opens, we find Sadie and her boyfriend Roger strolling hand in hand along the street, eating popcorn and talking about their future. And then, without warning, Sadie's attention is distracted by a loud voice saying,
"Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. See the bargain of the century. A full quart of smooth old shaving cream for only 29 cents.
Oh, Roger, why don't we get several jars for my relatives for Christmas?
Yeah, to serve them right. I mean, sure, it's a good idea. Excuse me, Sadie. Some fellow wants to see me over here.
Step right up, little lady. Your boyfriend here. Buy your boyfriend a jar of this delicious, delightful cream. I mean,
Sadie, that man over there said that the shaving cream turned his face blue.
I heard that, mister. That's a gross untruth.
Well, how does his face get blue, then?
He drinks ink. Step forward, young man. Let me rub some of this wonder cream on your jaw.
Oh, no.
Oh, Roger. I've never known you to be so unreasonable. Now, you step right up and let the man put some of that cream on your face. Because if you don't, I'm going straight home. Alone.
Will Roger take it on the chin? Tune in next week, folks. We don't know. Thanks, gang. That was choo-choo. Kind of a short train, wasn't it? That's played by Tony and his ensemble. Ensemble, meaning any of Tony's relatives who happened to show up. Which takes us laughingly over to the Madhouse Little Theater.
Today, those solid senders and mighty interpreters of radio drama, the Madhouse Players,
present a thrilling and exciting but clean story of Darkest Africa, another adventure of the Forbisher Neep expedition. Our scene is the camp of Dr. Kirkwood, explorer and big game hunter, deep in the mysterious jungles of the Congo. As the curtain rises, a native guide approaches the doctor's tent. Curtain.
Hiya, sport.
What do you want, Montague?
Me want to know where doctor.
He's out exploring. He'll be back soon.
Me hungry. Me thirsty. All men want food or weak wit.
Well, if you're thirsty, why don't you punch a hole in this coconut? You can drink the milk.
Me do. Well, what do you know? Funny place to hide bourbon.
Oh, here comes Dr. Kirkwood now. Hiya, Doc.
Canteen leaks.
Say... My lady in the first row.
I'm glad she's here.
Yeah. Where have you been, Doc? We all been looking.
I just got back from the Nile. I drove across the desert at 100 miles an hour all the way.
That's impossible. You couldn't go that fast. Traveling through sand is slow.
This was quicksand. Congratulate me, Harris. I found the missing mummy of King Phut-Tut in an old Egyptian tomb.
Sphinx?
Just a little. Of course, old, you know.
Say, doctor, mm-hmm. I think you'd better talk to your native boys. They're getting, very restless.
That's all.
Yes, they haven't eaten or had anything to drink for days.
Well, there's plenty of water around here. Why, there's a waterfall just past the clearing over there.
I didn't know that.
Sure, can't you hear the water drip? Listen. Egad, cannibal drums.
Look, your native boys are all running away. They're scared.
Yes, they've deserted me. Well, it was mighty nice of you to stick with me, Harris. I appreciate it.
Well, that's okay. Now get your foot off my chest.
Chasing me.
Yeah, where?
Right there. Oh, darn it, they stopped. Well, I'm not frightened anymore, not as long as I'm with you, Sparkplug.
Why do you call me Sparkplug?
Because I think you're a little champion.
Champion Spark, get off my lap, will you? Say, your face looks familiar. Did you ever run for me at Bay Meadows?
If you wore pants, maybe I did.
Perhaps I don't recognize you with your heavy makeup on.
Oh, I haven't any makeup on. Come on, look close.
Well, what do you know? Corduroy. Egad, those cannibals again. I think they're coming closer.
Say, doctor, what are you doing with that green scarf around your neck?
That's Harris. He's scared. Come on, let's hide in this tunnel.
It's awful dark down there.
Good, then the cannibals won't see us. Come on, get into the tunnel, quickly.
Come on, doc!
Hello, Emily.
Who was that?
Oh, some old bat I know. Now, be quiet. I'm going to peek out and see if the cannibals are still out there.
See anybody, Doc?
Yeah, cannibal chief. He's got his nose up in the air. He's looking this way. He's picked up our scent.
What's he doing now?
Holding his nose. Can't blame him this morning. Now, he's going away now. Yes, they're leaving.
Gee, that was a narrow escape, Doc. Now, let's get out of this gopher hole.
Yes, sunlight once more.
Hello, buddy. Hello, say, will you keep an eye on my car when I go get a sandwich?
How come you're here in Africa?
I just found a place to park.
Doc, the cannibals are coming. What do we do? We're surrounded on all sides.
Quick, I'll get you out of here. We'll go right through this trap door.
A trap door out here in the jungle?
Well, they laughed at Edison, didn't they?
Yes.
That's the kind of programs I like. Come on, let's go. Will our brave adventurers escape from the cannibals? Will they return to find the treasure in King Phut-Tut's tomb? Will they learn the secret of ancient Egypt? Will they learn the identity of the missing scientist? Will Harris learn some new songs? How do we know? What do you think we are, geniuses? Don't answer that. Send your answers to us along with the top of any Jap submarine. Or, if you prefer, the top of any Jap. And if your answer arrives first, well, good for you! thanks, man. Thanks. That was tickety tickata. A bright bit of backyard boogie. Served, never mind. That's enough. It's all over. Served up by Tony and his Tin Pan Alley Cats. And it's time for our serviceman special. And up comes pretty little Barbara Lee with her interpretation of Slightly Less Than Wonderful. Sing it pretty, baby.
You're only slightly less than wonderful. You're on the verge of being marvelous. With just the smallest of publicity boom, your name will be known in bars, but wasn't part of rules. I'd almost rate you with the tops in town. Those pin-up girls will try to pin you down. And don't forget, my pet, we've only just recently met. But if I judge you rightly, dear, you're only slightly less than wonderful. And don't forget, my pet, we've only just recently met. But if I judge you rightly, dear, you're only slightly less than wonderful.
Ah, thank you, Barbara. Thank you. Nicely done, honey.
Thank you, Mr. K. Say, what are you doing tonight, Mr. K?
Nothing, Barbara, not a thing.
How about tomorrow night?
No, not a thing.
The night after?
Not a thing.
Gee, doesn't it get monotonous? Yeah.
Run her off, Tony. That's enough. She's out. Thank you very much, guys. That was a fire drill played by Freeman and the fellows, than which there is no reasonable facsimile unless someone else is nuts, too.
Mind if I tiptoe in now, Landisbarn?
Not at all, Ledbetter. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very kind.
You can't help yourself.
I'm overwhelmed.
I'm Kirkwood.
I'm Harris. Well, how are you?
Oh, Kirkwood, Harris. well, if I can stand it, you can. Do you mind if I keep my pores closed? I want to keep out of the draft.
Not at all. You wouldn't catch cold if you went barefooted, you know.
Oh, if I do that, I leave my toe prints.
Toe prints? Are they like fingerprints?
Like fingerprints?
Yes.
Well, yes, yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Well, that is to a certain extent, of course.
Well, which way do they have that certain extent?
Well, that was a bright question. I'm glad you asked that. Right. I wish I knew the answer. Yeah, well, you see, your toes have the same loops and whorls.
What?
Whorls, whorls.
Whorls?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, neighbors, looks like they scraped all the scales off another one and fried it up nice and brown, but we'll be back again with a fresh catch.
With the same bunch of anglers, Tony Freeman, Lillian Lee, our announcer today, Bud Heidi, Barbara Lee, Sad Sam, and the lads of the band. So join us, won't you?
Thanks for helping us keep our lines straight on this one, neighbors. Thanks for your swell cards and letters and all that kind of stuff like that there. Take mighty good care of yourselves and say, neighbors, don't forget to keep on buying those United States war bonds and stamps. You hear me?
Till the next time, then, this is Tommy Harris.
And Jack Kirkwood asking you to wait for that call. Are you listening?
Mirth and Madness is heard in Canada through facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and came to you from San Francisco's Radio City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.